This is KCUR 89.3, NPR in Kansas City. The Clay County government is under a microscope. It's being audited by the state of Missouri, and the county has faced a number of high-profile legal battles. Even elected officials say they're working in a dysfunctional system. KCUR's Aviva Okeson-Haberman explains.
Assessor Kathy Reinhart has been with the county for more than two decades and says morale is at an all-time low. She places the blame squarely on the assistant county administrators and the county commission and says they
have created a very hostile work environment for people. It's sad.
Even though he was just elected last year, Clay County Auditor Victor Hurlbert says he noticed the tension right away.
There's a lack of trust between, you know, with the administration. We can't trust what they're going to do, if they're going to do things in our interest. It just seems like, you know, they're out to get us somehow.
Perhaps the most visible rift between elected officials and the commission is the lawsuit from the sheriff's office, which went to an appeals court last month.
All right.
2 years ago, the sheriff's office investigated Lori Portwood, the county's chief budget officer and assistant county administrator, for record tampering. Portwood kept her job and cut the current jail budget by about 60%. The commission signed off on it. But the sheriff sued, and the appeals court said the cuts were, quote, as disturbing as they were indefensible. For Hurlbert, that case is a warning for what happens when you speak out.
Intimidate, coerce you to toe the line, don't cause any issue. But that's, you know, that's not what we're elected for.
But it's not just the budget process elected officials have concerns about. The auditor, assessor, clerk, and collector told KCUR there's been a shift in responsibilities in county government. Collector Lydia McAvoy explains.
There's a lot of things that state statute put the responsibility on elected people to do that are not being performed by elected people in this county anymore. But the argument is being made by the commissioners that they are using professional staff that are more qualified.
That's the three assistant county administrators. They handle everything from finance to facilities management and parks. But their job description has grown in recent years. Administrators sign off on contracts instead of the commission and are also in charge of commission closed meeting notes. Hurlbert says the county administrators weren't chosen by voters, and that's a problem.
They elected an official with the idea of, you know, they're going to be able to do their job and represent them on what they campaigned on.
Commissioner Jerry Nolte opposed those changes and even says administrators keep his proposals from being discussed at commission meetings. And in 2017, he was against the commission's decision to move the public records request from the clerk to the county administrators.
It sounds like the fox watching the hen house to me. When it was with the county clerk, county clerk is an independently elected official and not beholden necessarily to the commission.
Commissioner Luann Ridgway says the decision took politics out of the equation.
The commission should be responsible for their own records because it is the commission that bears the responsibility for failure to comply with the Sunshine Law.
Hurlbert, the auditor, takes issue with another change, saying his office doesn't get invoices for the county's $52 million bond project that's meant to pay for a new county annex, park improvements, and renovations at historic sites.
We spent over $5 million of that $52 million COP bond project, and not a single payment has come through my office to check. Was it properly bid out?
Ridgway says someone is checking compliance. It's a purchasing and finance department, which is under the county administrators.
There remains a solid system of checks and balances.
Amid all of this is a proposal on the April ballot to change what county government could look like, with options like more commissioners or changing elected positions, like assessor and auditor, to appointed offices. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Aviva Okeson-Haberman.